You may have seen the Olympic alpine skiers flying down icy race courses at terrifyingly high speeds in Sochi. Well, imagine doing that on just one ski. That's what Patrick Parnell of Columbia, Connecticut, will be doing in Sochi. He's representing the United States at the Paralympic Winter Games, which begin Friday. Parnell's 20 years old, and he was born with a condition which meant his left leg didn't fully form. He told WSHU's Craig Lamolt how he manages to ski.
Well, what I do is I ski without my prosthetic leg, so I'm just one ski on the right side. And then I have one pole on each side. They're called outriggers. And it's like an aluminum ski pole. It's got a handle on it. It's got a cuff at the forearm, and it's got skis on the bottom, which I can retract to go up and down. So if I'm going to push up to the chairlift, I'll have it in the up position. And once I start skiing, I'll pull the string by the handle, and the ski will go down.
How does that affect your balance? Is it hard to lean in the direction of your missing leg?
Really, like when I ski, the poles are almost, they're just there for balance. Like, I don't really depend on them too heavily. It's just, you know, if I start to lose my balance, I can save myself with that. But to be fast, you really have to be very non-dependent on the outriggers.
Is it hard to stay up, though, with on just one ski?
For someone like me who's been disabled their whole life, I mean, it really doesn't, it feels pretty natural to me. I don't really notice any difficulty from it.
As you said, you've had one leg your entire life. Was it hard to grow up like that, being different from other kids in that way?
In some aspects, yes. I mean, I used to try to play the sports that all the other kids would play, and I was always like one step behind. You know, like when I'm just walking around in public, like, you know, like people would stare. I mean, now that I'm older, like, I mean, I've fully accepted it, and it really doesn't bother me at all. I mean, now I know people just stare, it's because they're curious, not because they think it's weird.
I understand you work during the summertime so that you can totally devote yourself to the skiing in the winter.
Yeah, I work at a steel fabrication plant in Hartford, just save up my money, try not to spend a lot during the summer so I can give 100% to skiing during the winter and not have to worry about a job or schoolwork.
And you made it on the national team in 2011, but I understand you had a tough year last year following a car accident and you didn't make the team most recently.
Well, I was in a car accident in late October, so, I mean, I was feeling the effects from the concussion for pretty much a couple of months, and it just didn't get me into shape that I needed to be in going into the start of the season, because every time I would try to work out, I would get headaches or I would get dizzy, so I would cut my workouts short. So going into the first race of the year in the beginning of December, I just wasn't physically prepared. But once the season started, I was putting in a couple hours a day at the gym just trying to catch up. After last season, I was ranked third in the country in my event, which was good enough to make the Paralympic team. But, you know, personally, I would have liked to have been first.
What does that mean to you to be going to the Paralympics for the first time?
It's pretty exciting. You know, I've always wanted to find a way to represent the country. I mean, since I was young, I always had a kind of like an appreciation for the military. And like I always wanted to join it, but because of the disability, I couldn't. But I think this is another pretty great way to represent the United States.
That's Patrick Parnell of Columbia, Connecticut. He'll be competing in alpine skiing at the Paralympic Winter Games, which begin in Sochi on Friday. He was speaking with WSHU's Craig Lamolt.